Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis, where there's love inside, bringing you the hottest gospel and Christian music, interviews that are all the way live, and the latest Christian and gospel news. So don't touch that dial.
Out there, it's your girl Tanya Dallas Lewis. Happy birthday to everybody. And you know what? I hope you had a great day today. And even if you didn't, I'm going to challenge you to still smile, okay? You guys still got to smile today because you are alive and breathing and God is on the throne. And man, that's enough. I think that's enough. Well, of course, it's your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis, broadcasting live right here in our D.C., well, it's not really D.C., okay, DMV virtual studios, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've got a great show lined up for you guys today, so I'm really excited that you all tuned in. We have a special guest artist who will be here by the name of Ataya, so I'll be sure to introduce her to you all. As well as a really, really, really great friend of mine, Reverend John Fletcher, Jr. He is a certified family and marriage counselor, and we're going to be talking about the misconceptions of the real S word. I'm talking about submission. So he's got some great ideas about that, and he'll be with us at the second half of the hour. But to start off today, I just wanted to share with you guys, today I was, well, really sleepy. I was just so sleepy, and I really wanted to take a nap, and, well, I didn't get to take one. Don't you hate that when you're really, really, really sleepy and you don't get to take a nap? So you are just sleepy until it's time to go to bed, and then you go to bed, and then you find that you can't go to sleep. Weird, huh? I think so, too. Before we start off the hour, just a few announcements for you all. It's going down today and tomorrow. I'm talking about the Independent Gospel Artists Alliance Conference. That's taking place right now as I speak in Chesapeake, Virginia. And you guys, it's still not too late, I don't think, to at least stop by and get a one-day pass. It's at the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Chesapeake, Virginia. And at this Independent Gospel Artists Alliance Conference, you can learn tips on marketing, networking, workshops. There's going to be panels. There's going to be artist showcases. Radio serving techniques, and a whole lot more. So shout out to my brother, Philip Carter and Earl Bynum, who joined their ministries together and came up with what has turned out to be a really, really awesome conference. Also, in October, mark your calendars, October the 29th, the EFLA Awards Gala Celebration is happening. It's taking place at 6 p.m. at Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, right here in D.C. off of 610 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. So you guys check that out if you want more information about that. I'll have the website for you a little bit later. I'm really excited for my homegirl, Anisha. So shout out to my homegirl, Anisha. She is a stylist and hair salon owner. And she just has the new opening of her salon. So all of you in the DMV area, please check her out at 116C, as in cat, North Queen Street in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Well, my name is Tanya Dallas Lewis. I am a national recording artist, and my single, When He Calls Your Name, is doing very well on the charts. Actually, I'm a national recording artist, but I'm really international. My CDs are being sold in the UK. Isn't that awesome? Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya D. Lewis, and also check out my CD. It's available online at all fine digital retailers near you for the most part, and I'm also Endorse Records. So for those of you in Buffalo, New York, please hook a sister up and go to Doris Records and pick up my CD entitled Miracles. If you want more information about me or book me for your church's music workshop or conference, or maybe you just want a guest psalmist or a guest choir director to work with your youth choir or young and adult praise and worship team, or even the adult praise and worship team, go ahead and look me up at www.tanyadallaslewis.com. www.tanyadallasfluids.com. Well, I cannot say enough how grateful I am to all of you all for joining me on this fine Thursday. You could be doing anything else, but you're hanging out with your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis. So to start off the hour, we're going to start off with my boy, Salah, and his song, Everything. You guys are going to enjoy this. I don't know about you, but I had a little bit of a tough week. And talked to my dad, Pastor Carl Dallas, gave me some really, really great advice. And the little piece of advice he said was, every time I think about my trials and my tribulations and all of the things that I'm having a pity party about, to say these words, thank you, Jesus. Now, I think you might say, that's simple. It is simple, but it really takes, for me, it worked for me because it really took my mind off of my problem and put me back on Jesus. And what I began to see, and I already know this, of course, you guys, and you guys know this too, what I began to see was that God really is bigger than all my problems. So thank you, and happy Thursday once again from Tanya Dallas Lewis here at the Music Box. It's the place where you can find love inside. And right at the top of the hour, we have special guest, recording artist Fataya, and we'll be right back with her. I see her, I believe, in our virtual green room, and hopefully she is chowing down on some chicken, virtual chicken that is, and some collard greens and some macaroni and cheese and the red Kool-Aid mixed with ginger ale. Hopefully she's enjoying that. All right, you guys, happy Thursday. Don't you go nowhere. Keep it locked. I'll keep it back.
You are
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Music Box with your other sis, Tanya Dallas Lewis. You just heard everything by recording artist Salah. He is my mentor and friend, so shout out to Salah if he's out there listening in radio land. I love you, bruh. I love you for being there for me and your wise advice and your industry wisdom and your awesome, awesome, awesome talent. Of course, you are tuned in to The Music Box with your other sis, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and as promised, I told you all right here at the top of the hour, we would have a special guest. Her name is Bataya, and I want you Music Box listeners to meet her and receive her. Let's make sure she's still in the virtual green room. Let's bring her out of there. Bataya, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I know that you are a busy sister doing a lot of things, so let me thank you for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with your other sis on The Music Box.
Yes, yes, you are so welcome. I'm honored to be here. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Now, your name is Bataya, and before, you know, the show even happened today, I was getting text messages and phone calls, and people are asking me, what kind of name is Bataya? They were like, that is so, really, they were saying it was a very unique name and a very pretty name. And
thank
I think
you.
It was awesome that they said that because you are a very unique person with a unique style. And I just want to ask you this to kind of help our Music Box listeners get to know you a little bit better. Bataya, you're a recording artist, as I said, singer, songwriter, composer. But if you could describe yourself in five words, so my Music Box listeners could get to know you, what would those five words be?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I've always been taught you don't pat yourself. You know what I'm saying? But I would just say that I, grace and mercy. I'll just say two. I have the Father's grace and mercy. That's all I think that's all I can say. And humble. Three then.
Wow. And I like that. I like that. Those are three good words. I like those words. Now, you know, I was looking over your bio, and you're beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
Thank
young
you.
Lady.
Thank
you're
you.
Well-rounded.
So are you.
thank you, girl. You are a well-rounded singer with influences from just about every genre. And the awesome thing I think about you is that you've sung every genre. I'm talking from rock and roll to R&B to funk to neo-soul to big band.
Right.
I mean, I could just go on and on. So tell me how this has played a role in your music and the CD, a little bit of which we will give Music Box listeners a taste of today.
Well, basically, you know, I grew up in church and, you know, in the choir and all of that, and I gospel is my roots, but, you know, I started to like different stuff like country and, you know, not all of country music, but just certain songs would touch me, you know, especially, you know, with, you know, depending on what they were saying. And you know, and so I just sort of kind of, you know, with traveling the world and stuff, certain songs just, you know, I picked up on, and so I sort of kind of incorporated them into the CD without even trying to. It just was in me, you know, and so, and then my dad, he played guitar by ear, and my mother sang in the choir, so he played like a lot of blues, like Bobby Blue Bland type of stuff, and I mean, he played, you know, the quartet type, he was in quartets and stuff, so he played that kind of music, so all of it sort of kind of came together, and I didn't even, without me even really trying, it sort of kind of happened, you know, because I had just grown up with different, you know, like you were saying, different influences. I went to Catholic school, and they forced opera on us, opera and country, so you know, it just sort of kind of, after a while, you say, oh, well, that don't sound too bad, and I like that, you know, and so that's pretty much how it happened.
And you, like I said, that's what I admire about you. You have such a rich background, and I think that adds to, you know, what you have to offer and give as an artist, singing since 4 years old, and like you said, you know, in your home church choir, and just a well-rounded singer, which also, I'm sure you would agree, influences, what you compose, how you compose it, and some of the ideas that God lays on your heart. Now, when it comes to your CD, tell us the name of your CD and what your favorite track is on the CD and why.
Well, the name of it is Simply Bataya, and my favorite track, it's hard to say, but I'm going to have to say Trust Him. And the reason why is because it just means so much. There's so much going on in the world today, especially in the USA. We have economy problems. We have, the crack cocaine thing going on. We have so many. It's just so much robbery, rape. You can't even turn on the TV, on the news, without seeing some kind of horrible story. Some child, something's happened to a child or something, And so that, the Trust Him is like, that's bottom line what, what I tell my child and what I try to live, how I try to live my life is through trust and through faith and, walking through faith because we don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that, the Father will take care of me. No matter what the situation, I'm always going to be protected through His grace and through His mercy. So, that's what Trust Him in a nutshell is about, and that's the way I try to live my life. So that's the reason why I like that song.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're hanging out with your homegirl, your other sister, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and I am on the phone here at our virtual studios, Miss Bataya, and we're talking about her new CD called Simply Bataya, and we're about to hear her song. It's called Trust Him, and you just heard her talking about why the song is so special to him. Now, to you. Now, Bataya, before we play a little bit of this song, tell me who was involved on the production and how the song came into being and what Music Box listeners should expect before I play it.
Well, it's how it came into being. It was just given to me. I'm sorry, my son is with me, y'all. So,
oh, yeah, we said hey,
Miss Tanya Dallas Lewis says hello. Can you say hello? He's three, so I'm sorry about that, but he's a mess.
Cute.
But how it came into play, I mean, R&B is also part of my background, so it has like a little bit of an R&B flavor, but it also has the gospel in there, and the main foundation is gospel, but it has a little R&B. But the words were given to me pretty much out of my sleep. I'm gonna tell you, because I had been watching the news, which I probably need to slow down on sometimes, but I just like to see what's going on. And I was thinking about the economy being bad and, how people are, they were talking about the mortgage crisis and all this stuff. And so it just sort of kind of things, that's okay, it's things just sort of kind of came together that way. And the production, there's a young man by the name of Reggie Watson. He co-produced that with me, or I co-produced it with him. I came up with the music and all of that stuff, and he played all of the instruments. He's an awesome, awesome producer. He's a younger fella, and he's anointed. He's a minister of music in a church in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's just really, really good. And we just got together and went into the studio and knocked it out. And then, of course, it was mixed in Raleigh as well at Osceola Studios, and it was mastered in Greensboro and at the Kitchen. And I'm sort of kind of like, wow, I can't believe that the Father came in and just made this thing happen the way He did. But I'm proud of it, and I'm also humbled by it, and I'm just glad that people are taken to it and that they feel what I felt when I was writing it. So I'm just, that's pretty much in a nutshell all I can say, and I hope you all enjoy it and it touches you the same way it touched me.
All right, well, we're about to hear Trust Him by our musical guest today. Her name is Bataya, and before, we end our time with Bataya, we'll be sure to make sure you all know where you can find out more about her and support her music ministry. Here it is. It's Trust Him, and it's by our musical guest today, Bataya.
Dad, she gave you knowledge to survive, and when the came your way. You remembered how she prayed. Had a little talk with him. He said, just trust me and begin to live. Live your life, have faith in him. You just trust him.
Guest today, Bataya. Oh, we just were able to hear a little bit of it due to our time constraints. But Bataya, I like it.
Ooh, thank you so much. That's a compliment coming from you, Miss Lewis.
Thank you so much. It looks like we may have a caller. Let's check and see if we have
okay.
a caller here. Area code 404, you're on the air on the Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Hi, ladies. My name is Gwen, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I have a twofold question. I have one for you, Miss Tanya Dallas Lewis, because I think you're amazing. I love your show. I went to your website, and it's just beautiful. And I know you stated that if people wanted to book you, that they could just go to your website. And my question to you is, and I know you have a manager, did you do that so you won't have to pay her? And
not
to Bataya,
at all. My manager, she is wonderful. Her name is, I call her Miss Wanda Adams. Actually, I call her my sunshine. So, no, what you'll find, Gwen, is when you go to my website and you put, you know, you click on contact, it will have, you know, her name and information for you to call, not mine. So
I just thought that was an industry trick. And I just wanted to ask Bataya. Because
yes,
I know that she sings well. So I thought that maybe you could have her sing something live because I wanted to make sure that wasn't no auto-tunes.
Oh!
Bataya, is that okay with you?
That's okay with me. I guess I'll just sing a little bit of Trust Him. You gotta call, your grandma died. She gave you knowledge to survive. And when the trouble came your way, you remembered how she prayed. Is that all right, Miss Gwen?
I guess so. But I just want to encourage you ladies and let you know that you're doing a fantastic job. Miss Dallas Lewis, I think you're amazing. I know that God is going to do great things in your music ministry. And the same for you, Bataya. I know that God is going to do great things for you. And I just wish you ladies well.
Thank you
well,
so
thank
much,
Well, thank you so much, Gwen.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We love it here on the Music Box when you all call in and chime in. And, man, that Gwen, she was an honest caller, wasn't she, Bataya?
Yes, she was. Yeah, God bless her. Thank her for calling.
Well, Bataya, we won't hold you any longer, but I cannot let you go without you telling our Music Box listeners where they can go to find out more about supporting your music ministry and picking up your CD, Simply Bataya.
Well, first of all, let me just say they can, if they want to book me or any more information on getting me out to them, let me tell them to please contact my manager, which is Mrs. Wanda Adams. And I call her Mama Adams. And it's at marketingministry@live.com. And my website, if they want to find out more information on me, is www.bataya.com. And my music is pretty much everywhere. Sorry.
No problem. Are you on Twitter by chance?
I am not on Twitter yet. I'm working on that. But I am on Facebook. Facebook.com/Bataya.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Can't wait to meet you in person. And thank you again for coming on to the Music Box and allowing our listeners to get to know you.
You are so welcome. And I can't wait to meet you either. You take care and keep on keeping on, my sister.
Thank you so much. Well, you're tuned in to the Music Box, and I can't thank you all enough for tuning in on this Thursday. You are chillaxing and relaxing with your girl, your other sis, Tanya Dallas Lewis. More great music coming up for you, and guess what? I have a certified family and marriage expert who will be joining us at the other top of, well, at the top of the next half hour, and we're going to be talking about the misconceptions of the real S word. I'm talking about submission. He's had some really interesting ideas. And I know for most women, in the church especially, you know, that word submission is like a cuss word, okay? I have some issues with it too, but not when it's broken down in the right way. Anybody who knows me knows that I am, well, somewhat of a rebel, but a rebel in a good way, of course. Did I tell you guys that I speak Japanese? I do, just a little bit. And speaking of Japan and Japanese, the next song I'm going to play for you is was created and done by the Seattle United Artists for the cause of Japan and when they had the earthquake. And it's called Over All the Earth. And so I'm going to play that song and support them. You can support a great cause by going to iTunes and downloading the song, and you guys are going to love this. It's various artists in the Seattle, Washington area, two of whom are my girls, which is Farron Johnson. She is the CCM recording artist, and Michelle Lang. So please, you guys are going to like this song, and I especially like the hip-hop part. Oh, and one more thing. It also has a music video on YouTube. Now, I said I speak a little Japanese, and I know you guys want to hear some, so here goes. Okay, konnichiwa. Okay, that's easy, right? That's hello. But listen to this. Onemai wa nan desu ka? Do you want to know what I just said? I said, what's your name? So I said, konnichiwa, onemai wa nan desu ka? And I know one more. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. And that just means it's nice to meet you. Okay? Are y'all impressed? Well, here it is right here on the Music Box, the place where you will find love inside is Over All the Earth by Seattle United Artists, right here. Keep it locked.
Lift up your head to the horizon. Look, it's the dawn of a new day.
Yeah, I know you see pain and devastation, but God's plan for your land will not delay. Oh, He sees you. Hears you, you were never alone. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord, and our God will never be outdone.
rising up out of the ashes. Nothing but gashes all up in my fabric. So my world's crumbling down, fam. We still standing, but what's the reaction? Will we let the circumstances determine our passion for advancing? Man, it's gonna take way more than a quake, more than ground shaking to break a foundation from the rubble. I see God's salvation, yeah. And even though the land is falling all apart, I'll still be your man standing on the promises of God, 'cause he's holy. Lord is holy, God Almighty.
I am lifted up.
Most High God, high and lifted up, yeah.
God Almighty.
God Almighty. Healed and restored. Hallelujah. Over all the earth, yeah.
He raised the world.
Holy is the Lord.
Wow. I don't know how to say wow in Japanese, but I do know how to say Dansuka Skiruka. And what that is, is do you like to dance? All right, of course, there's 101 useless things to know in a foreign language, to know how to say in a foreign language. I love Japanese. I really want to learn it. And I wish there was a summer camp where you could go to and learn Japanese for like 3 weeks, you know, and you can only eat Japanese food and you have to wear all the clothes and you have to wear your hair, you know, like they do. And you have to just all Japanese things. Okay, y'all know I'm crazy, but I am taking Japanese. I just want y'all to know, okay? And if you want me to say more, just feel free to hit me up in the chat box. Or call in to 646-652-2106 and join your crazy sister, Tanya Dallas Lewis. Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to my special friend in Ghana, y'all. That's right. We have listeners in Ghana, Africa. Her name is Sharon, and I just want to thank her for tuning in. She let me know on Facebook that she is tuning in, and we've been talking over live chat on Facebook. So shout-out to all my listeners on Facebook, Twitter, in the chat room. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Brian Taylor and Isaac Spencer, Judy Copeland, and my guests. I'm so appreciative of you all. Now, as I said, at the second half of the half hour on the Music Box, we will be talking about the real S word and the misconception. That's my rapper side coming out. I'm sorry. The misconception about the real S word, which is submission. Now, let me tell you all, especially you new listeners, I do laugh a lot. I'm so sorry. I used to get in trouble for laughing in church and in school, and it was Tiffany and Kiki's fault. That's all I have to say. And actually, I think, y'all pray for me, I think I have some mental issues, because normally things that make some people cry, I laugh at them. Maybe we'll talk to Reverend John Fletcher Jr. about why that is. Maybe it's I don't know if it's a nervous thing, but I'm not nervous. Okay, anyway, I just want to thank you guys once again for hanging out with us here on the Music Box, and just want to let you know a couple announcements before we transition over. I will be broadcasting live with Reverend Dr. Robbie Jones on July the 30th, right here in the DMV. I'm talking about in Washington, D.C., at the BET Soundstage. So I will be joining him and countless other mega gospel artists, some of the best and brightest of gospel music. And yes, you guys, I'm so honored. So if you guys want more information about that, check me out on my website or hit me up on Facebook on how you can get tickets. And my day that I'll be there is Saturday, July the 30th at 6 p.m. Then next week, I'll be traveling to West Memphis, Arkansas, for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards, where I've been nominated in three categories. And my homegirl and traveling partner and fellow TDL Engine member, Trudy Copeland, will be assisting me and coming with me on that trip. So, y'all, I've already got my gown for the award ceremony. Oh, my gosh, I'm really excited. Well, again, I can't say it enough. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Music Box. And right after this music break, we'll be back with Reverend John Fletcher, Jr., as we talk about, that's right, the misconceptions of the real S word, submission. So this is probably going to get a little bit feisty. I don't know. Maybe it won't. You guys keep it locked to the Music Box. Just a few minutes of Simply Redeemed by Isaac Curry.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect. Simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Do you know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed, redeemed. While I was yet in my transgressions, somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. Been redeemed. Oh, yeah. I am your brother. Let me show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll. Think about it. You have been redeemed, redeemed. While you were yet in your transgressions, somebody turned.
It's the Music Box right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're just tuning in, you've missed a great show so far. You missed our special musical guest, which was Bataya. And if you want to know more about her, just go to marketingministries.com. You can find out more information about her there. I'm really excited to announce and take out of the virtual green room my next guest. His name is Reverend John Fletcher, Jr., and he is a certified family and marriage counselor. He is a personal friend of mine, and when I talk to him, I am always amazed, and I learn new things. And that's the kind of friends you need, the friends who know more than you do. No, I'm just playing. Well, of course you want friends who know more than you do, right, Reverend Fletcher?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
How are you doing on this fine Thursday evening here in the DMV?
I am doing great. I am sitting in my a house that we just purchased.
Oh, congratulations!
Yes, I came over here, and we just had the air conditioning checked out with a friend of mine, and I'm sitting here in the room doing an interview on what obviously is now an international radio show since you have listeners in Ghana.
I bet, and that's really cool. I mean, technology. Wow.
It is absolutely amazing. Absolutely
it
amazing.
It is. So right now, people in Ghana are listening to you talk. So you better
right.
sound like you know what you're talking about.
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's get right down to it. That word, submission, we started talking about that just a little bit the last time that you were on, and what kind of brought us into it is we were talking about marriage, of course, you know, the high divorce rates, a lot of those marriages being in Christendom, which is a shame, as we all would agree. But in particular, we were talking about a listener whose husband is very, aggressive or abusive. Started off verbally, now he's getting more physically abusive. And, you know, we talked about a little bit about, you know, what this woman should do to take action, et cetera. And then the S word came up, which is submission. So we're going to talk about some of the misconceptions of the word submission, Reverend Fletcher. And I just want to thank you for taking out your time to be with us here on the Music Box tonight.
You're welcome. This is my privilege.
Well, I'm going to hand the floor over mostly to you, and I wanted to start off with, you know, what are the biggest misconceptions about that S word?
Okay, well, most of the time in most pulpits, most pastors preach on the word submission and usually take that out of two passages, one in Ephesians and one in 1 Peter. And one of the biggest misconceptions, or I should say misinterpretations of it is they preach submission, wives submit to your husbands, in the same way where several verses later Paul says, children, obey your parents. And even though Paul uses two completely different words when it comes to children, obey, and wives, submit, one of the big misconceptions is that they mean the same thing, and they don't. And I know that a lot of husbands, it makes, in a husband's mind, it makes it easier if the wife just obeys. But first of all, it's true, right, that's right. And if the wife was supposed to just obey, first of all, Paul and Peter would have used that word instead of submission, number one. And number two, it would completely take the wife out of her role as partner, soulmate, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, my completer, any word you want to use there that's within Scripture. It takes her out of that role and places her in the same level as the children, which you don't find any scriptural support for at all.
Wow. So then the idea that husbands just get to tell their wives what to do and they have to listen and shut it up, that's not at all what Paul and Peter were saying.
That's correct. That is correct. In fact, the word submission literally in the Greek is a military term, and it means wives be in ranked order to your husband. And Paul, when he wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians are what we call the prison epistles, and Paul wrote those letters while he was in prison. And so throughout those three letters, we find a lot of military terms that Paul uses, since he would have been, you know, surrounded by guards 24 hours a day. And so when he says be in ranked order, if we were to transliterate that to modern times, it would be the wives be the three-star general to the four-star general, rather than children obey your parents, would be the corporal to the general. All right?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So if everyone can go back to 1991, when General Schwarzkopf was the four-star general and he was leading the forces to take Kuwait back from Iraq in the first Desert Storm War, he would have been surrounded by a bunch of two- and three-star generals, and he picked those men personally because they are going to offer different points of view that are going to be different than his. And that's the concept that Paul is communicating with us, when he says, wives be in ranked order. General Schwarzkopf, when he says, should we do this plan or what plan should we use, if you were a fly inside of that tent, there would be a lot of fighting, a lot of passionate arguments, a lot of going back and forth between the four star and his three stars and his two stars. And it would be, sometimes it looks like a melee in there. But all of those men are there to passionately do whatever they can to argue their point to show that they are correct. And Paul says the same thing to the wives. Wives, the Bible gives you, in fact, we know when Paul said there is, in Galatians, there is therefore now, and also in Romans, there is therefore now no difference between Greek and barbarian, man, woman, free man, slave man. When he said that was the first time we have in written literature where women were given the same position as men. And it's one of the reasons why this Christian thing was considered a cult 2,000 years ago, because it was a completely foreign concept that a wife would have the same value as her man. Right? So,
and I like that. I always have. You know, I'm not a feminist in any right, but I do believe that women have a voice and that we do have value. And, you know, I'll tease my male friends every now and again and remind them that Eve came from Adam's rib, from his side. She didn't come from his foot. Mm-hmm. She didn't come from his butt. She came from his side. So while I respect the headship and the ordership of men and where God has placed them, I do get a little feisty sometimes when, you know, I'm in the presence of mostly men and they want me to shut up or do whatever it is that they're saying simply because I'm a woman. Like, I have no say. Like, I'm just, you know, a piece of meat, you know, I am less than or maybe equal with children in their minds. And that's, that's offensive. Now, I want to ask you this. Recently, as everybody knows, because it dominated the news world over, the prince got married, you know, and he, what I thought was really interesting to me, and I wanted to know what you thought about this, his new wife, bride, queen, decided to omit the words to love and obey, well, to take out the word obey, just as Princess Diana did. And I really was curious as to, you know, I'm curious to find out what you think about that. What do you think about her omitting those words, obey, out of the vow, out of the marriage vow?
Well, in England, there's probably a lot more to it than what I could share, but I think it's very interesting. That decision would have been not necessarily made by Princess Diana or Catherine. It would have been made by Prince William. So he's the king, and I think it's very interesting as to why that was taken out. People may say she decided to do that. That wouldn't be true.
That's
at
how
all.
They reported on the news. Yeah, they did.
Right. That's how they reported it. But that really wouldn't be true. When you're in a situation where the formality of the rules of...
That's true.
Remember how much the interviewers, the commentators went into the legalities of her title, that she would never be queen or she would never be your highness. And so that decision would have been made by the royal family, not necessarily her.
Okay, well, let's say she did make that decision. What do you think about that? Let's say it was me. I was getting married, and I said, honey, to my husband, I'm not saying this obey thing. I'm not, you know, your servant or your child. I'm not saying obey. What would you think
I would say the same thing. Scripture does not tell wives to obey their husbands. Scripture says children.
Okay, so I can tell my husband, I can go out there right now and tell him to shut up. Can I do that? No.
No. But the picture Paul is painting here is that if I am in a discussion with my wife and we cannot get to a conclusion, my wife's job as the three-star general to the four is to do everything she can to convince me that she is correct to her viewpoint. Now, where submission comes in, and again, if we go back to that Desert Storm with those generals, once Schwarzkopf made his decision, once he made it, it doesn't matter who disagreed or who agreed, everyone fell in line and then carried out their orders.
Okay.
That's the whole idea
I
of submission, right? So leadership,
okay.
A husband's leadership, some people look at him and say, oh, it means he's the boss or he controls or this or that, and it's never about that. It, biblically, it is always about responsibility because when I'm judged at the Bema seat or when Christians are judged in Corinthians chapter 7, I think it talks about that, when we are judged based on our works, the wife is never going to be judged based on the decisions made within the family. She is never going to be held responsible for that.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, it does. It takes it takes all the pressure off the wife, and the whole idea of that is not supposed to relegate her to servanthood or a lack of importance. It's simply in the economic structure that God has designed, it's how things are supposed to function. So the wife is there to communicate to her husband, this is what I think we should do, or this is where I stand. And she's supposed to do everything she can to convince her husband as passionately as she wants to until he makes the decision. Once he makes the decision, then the responsibility is on the husband, and he is going to answer to God for that. Now, what I'm going to say something, and then there are some exceptions to it, especially with what you're talking about with, you know, the example of the woman that you gave earlier. It is in most cases, it is better for the wife to allow her husband. God will honor a bad decision by a husband when the wife submits to it, rather than the wife taking that decision away from the husband, even though she might be right. Does that make sense?
Wow. It
that's
does,
hard.
It does.
That's hard. Now, the obvious exception to that would be when a husband is either living in sin, number one. Number two, when he wants to keep a secret. You know, he has a he's embezzling. He's doing something that is against the law, something of that nature, keeping a secret. And number three, when he wants the wife to do something good that goes against God's law, those would be the exceptions. So,
now I have a question from the chat room. They are listening in and enjoying the information that you're giving. And Brian really asked a great question since we were talking about vows, and we've got about 2 minutes. But he wanted to know, are wedding vows actually in the Bible? Are you able to speak on that? Are they? I thought that was a great question.
That is fantastic, and no, they are not. The only thing the Bible says about marriage, and there are really three things. I'm thinking off the top of my head here. There are only three things. Number one, when I marry my wife, and what that means scripturally is when I come together with her, whether it was in the Old Testament, New Testament, there was a ceremony, but we really aren't privy to if there are actually vows given or said. There was gifts given back and forth. There was a dowry. But the only thing Scripture says is, the only vow Scripture says that I make to my wife or I make to my husband is, I will have sex with no one but you. The whole thing, for better or for worse, richer or for poor, all that stuff, none of that is in the Bible at all. The only thing Scripture says when it comes to the marriage covenant is, I will have sex with no one but you. So everything else, it's just been added on. So you're not going to find marriage vows anywhere in Scripture. You will find the principle, and that is a huge principle, because in the New Testament, God always links faithfulness to one's husband or faithfulness to one's wife with faithfulness to God.
Okay.
That's how important God takes to it. So even though I believe the vows I make to my wife, for richer, for poorer, those are vows I make to God, and I think they're just as important as I will have sex with no one but you. But the only covenant in Scripture when it comes to marriage is that's fidelity, the absolute fidelity to one's wife or husband.
Wow. Well, that is very enlightening. I thank God for you. I want to know if you all are just tuning in and wondering what we are talking about. You have just decided, and I'm happy you did decide, to hang out with your other sis, Tanya Dallas Lewis, right here on the Music Box, and our special guest, actually he's a recurring guest, he'll be with us twice a month, for the Marriage Minute, is Reverend John Fletcher, Jr., and we were talking about the misconceptions of the real F word, and that's submission. So I don't know about you guys, but I learned a lot, and as soon as I get out of this virtual studio, I'm going to go and give my husband a kiss on the cheek. See, y'all thought I was going to say something smart, didn't you? Oh, my goodness. But Reverend Fletcher, where can people contact you if they would like to seek marriage counseling or family counseling? How can they get in contact with you?
The best way is my phone number, and my phone number is 703-858-9624. And if you're listening out of the area, I'm not sure what I can do for your listeners in Ghana, but anyone in the United States, if they call, and they're obviously too far away from Northern Virginia, if they call me, I would be happy to find them a good therapist. Also, people can also contact Focus on the Family, and then their number is 1-800-A-FAMILY, and they have an excellent referral network for people in different areas throughout the United States.
They do indeed, and I second that times 20. Awesome referral source that you just gave. Well, Reverend Fletcher,
yep.
I thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule, and congrats again on the house. Woo! I'm excited
for you.
Oh, yeah,
it's exciting.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. But, well, listen, thanks
all
for having
right.
me. This is. I look forward to this every 2 weeks. I really do.
Me too. I'm glad to have you. You tell your beautiful wife that I said hello and kiss the kids for me.
I'll do that, Tanya. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, if you're just tuning in, of course, you're hanging out with Crazy Tanya. You never know what I'm going to do on the show, so it is imperative that you go ahead and tune in to the Music Box. All right, this is Tanya Dallas Lewis, national recording artist, doing her thing. Got some great things coming up. We are about to close out the show, but I do have two more very special songs. Those in the chat room, man, I love you guys. I'm wondering what you guys think about the no wedding vows in the Bible. That's the for me. But either way, like he was saying, you know, the vows that we make to God and to serve him and to be faithful to him, I think even without those marriage vows, it still would include us loving and honoring our spouse and being faithful to them. And basically, the greatest commandment, which is love your neighbor, right? All right, well, you're listening to The Music Box, and what we're listening to a little bit of right now is When He Calls Your Name. It's my current single, and it's doing amazing on the gospel charts. If you don't have it, be sure to go to iTunes and download When He Calls Your Name. Surely you'll be helping a sister out. Make sure you also follow me on Twitter at Tanya B. Lewis, and we'll be back right back after this. Shout out again to Sharon in Ghana. Wow, it's a pleasure to have you. Woohoo! sister Tisha. Hi, Tisha. Also to my other little sister, Tonya Copeland. Not sure if she's listening, but both of these beautiful, amazing young ladies graduated from the best university on the planet, of course. I'm talking about George Mason University, and we, their big sisters, that's Trudy Copeland and Yvette Copeland and Tiffany Dallas, we are so proud of you girls. So keep on doing what you do. All righty, I had fun tonight. I hope you guys did too. And I'm looking in my box to see what else I can play for you guys before we get on up out of here. In the chat room, y'all got any requests? I'm just kidding, don't request, because you don't know. You have no idea what I have here in my music box. I'm so excited about all the great things that God is doing, and I just want to remind you all to be encouraged. And for those of you out there who haven't heard these three words this week, please hear them from your sis, Tonya Dallas Lewis. And the words are, I love you, but God loves you more. Now, I said earlier that if you didn't know him, if you didn't know Jesus, that I would give you the opportunity. And it's really, really quite simple. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, it's really simple. All you can say to him is, God, I come to you. I'm a sinner. I know I need you. I can't live right without you. I will follow you from this day forth. I believe that you died on the cross and that you rose from the dead and that all power belongs in your hand and that you're coming again soon, and I want to live for you. You say something like that, or repeat, I hope you repeated what I said, and right where you are, out in Radio Land, you are saved. And may I encourage you to find a local church, a Bible-believing and teaching church, and make sure you get under some good shepherddom, if that makes any sense. I don't even think that's a word, but you you know what I mean. You are not meant to do this walk alone. And I know a lot of people say, you know, God has mysterious ways. He may have some mysterious ways, but he is not in any wise a mystery. He wants to be knowable to you, and he wants to get to know you as well as you get to know him. Well, here on the Music Box, I love to play a variety of music. Thank you, Brian Taylor, for noticing that I do. And so I'm kind of torn with playing this song. Actually, I think it'll be appropriate. It's called Love Never Fails. And I know the world's version of love is a really watered-down, ugly, selfish kind of love. We're not talking about that love, okay? We're talking about a love that, well, I think Brandon Heath will say it better than I do. So I'm going to play the song, and then we'll come on back and close out the show. And again, I don't know how to say again in Japanese, but I'll look it up so next time I can say again in Japanese. But I just want to thank you guys. Domo arigato. Okay, see, I said thank you very much. Why do I have to change my voice when I speak in Japanese? Is anybody wondering that? I like change, you know, the pitch and audio levels. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, I got the giggles bad. I must be really sleepy. To the Music Box with your other sis, Tonya Dallas Lewis. And here is Love Never Fails. You guys, hold on, because as soon as the show comes back, we'll close out. And again, one more shout out to my peeps in Ghana. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His Love Never Fails by Brandon Heath.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is a river that flows through, and love never fails you. Love will sustain. Love will provide. Love will not cease at the end of time. And love will protect. Love always holds. And love still believes
Love is the arms that are holding you. Love never fails.
What I want to play, and then you add in the fact that I have a big old mouth and just want to talk all the time, so I run out of time. So yes, I have extended my show just by a few minutes, but I hope you guys love that or like that song. Well, even loved it. It's called "Love Never Fails" by Brandon Heath, and if you've never heard of Brandon Heath, I implore you to check him out. He has some awesome music, several CDs, a Dove Award winner, Anointed by God. Just an awesome, cool white dude, and I love him, okay? All right, well, I just wanted to, you know, make sure I got to say goodnight to you guys, and thank you again for tuning in to the Music Box with your sis, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Tanya D. Lewis. Keep up with me on Facebook or on TanyaDallasLewis.com. Again, I'll be at the BET Soundstage for a live taping with Dr. Bobby Jones, where I'll be one of the featured artists. And there's going to be some mega gospel artists in the place, including some that you've never heard of. Check out my music video, Something About a Miracle. It's online, you know, YouTube and everything else. Over 70,000 views, y'all. I don't even know what to feel about that. And then, of course, BET is showing me mad love by airing the music video at least 3-4 times a week. And then last but not least, please check out my episodes of Singing in the Kitchen. If you want to laugh, some of those, you can check those out. And then if you want to be ministered to, hey, you can check some of those Singing in the Kitchens out on YouTube as well. All right, you guys, tomorrow's Friday. Thank God. And I hope you guys have a warm and relaxing weekend planned for yourselves. And let's see what I'll play to bring us on out of here. Sorry, that's not Japanese. That's just Tanya, like, nonsense language. Let's hear a little bit of I Smile by Kirk Franklin. All right, you guys, have a great night. Goodbye to Isaac and Brian and Trudy and Tisha and Sharon and all the other people that I don't know who are in the switchboard who have called in. I appreciate you guys so much. Tell your friends about the Music Box, and I'll see you guys next Thursday, same time, same place. Now get on up out of here. Well, that's after you listen to the song. Get on up out of here, y'all. Go to bed. Goodbye. I love y'all.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that
gonna be when this is over?
Right now,
show would hate to see you give up now,
because you're a winner.
You look so